I think we should check sports with Mike Causey because the Nats extracted a win last night. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. See, you did the wrong thing.
Why?
You should have went to the hospital or wherever you went and said that you weren't a citizen. It would have been free.
Nah. But it was $639. I was amazed.
Well, that's why it was $600, because you got to pay for all the freebies.
I don't think so, Mike. I think there's a few middlemen in there making some money.
You'd be surprised. All the freebies add up. Yeah. No, nothing's free. I forgot.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Washington beat the Astros last night, 5-4.
Yeah.
Their potential MVP is killing them. Bregman's coming up with guys on base throughout the game, 0-for-4 yesterday with 3 strikeouts. If he's not hurt, I don't know what's wrong with him because he can't hit. He's taking pitches. He's putting himself in the hole. He's swinging bad pitches. He really hurt the Astros last night. They got production from almost everybody in their lineup yesterday. Even Alvarez was 2-for-3, and he was silent for the Yankee series. The Astros left 11 guys on base. I'd be safe to say that Bregman probably left somewhere near 8 of them on base, and that was the difference of the game. I was talking to people, there's 2 guys you can't let beat you on the Nationals. One is Rendon and one is Soto. Soto beat them last night. He got a home run and a double, knocked in 3 runs, and there's the difference of your game. Really surprised how the Astros pitched to Soto. I thought they'd pitch around him and not let them beat, because my opinion, there's only 2 guys on it, like I said, on the Nationals that can beat them, and that's Soto and Rendon. And those are the guys you have to pitch around. They didn't pitch around Soto, and they paid for it last night. Game 1 goes to Washington.
Yeah, there's Game 2 tonight?
Yeah, they play today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, I'm sorry, yesterday, today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow, okay. Well, so...
They play real sports, not like the NBA where you play a game in August and you don't play again until October. It's 2 at home, 1 day to travel, 3 on the road, 1 day to travel, and finish it up in the first city. It's over 9 days, like the NBA takes 8.5 weeks.
Who are they going to... Who's going to be pitching tonight for Houston?
Verlander.
He is going to be him, okay. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I watched the first 2 innings of the game, and then I turned it off.
Bregman came up in a big spot in the 8th inning with a man on second after they scored a run to make it 5-4, and he just let him die there. No production at all. That's the difference. If Bregman hits, they win last night. He didn't, they lost. That was the difference of the game.
All right. Well, so that's that. So about tonight, game number 2.
Yep.
It all starts over again. It ain't over till it's over.
No, it's going to go deep. I still think Houston's going to win, but it's going to go deep.
I can't see this not going 7 games. I really can't. But then again, that's me. I'm not a baseball expert, but
a couple more bounces and a couple more non-productive nights from big players on Houston, it could go a lot less than 7 because the Nationals have pitching.
All right, so that's it for baseball. What else do we have here to talk about?
The Rangers.
Uh-oh.
They suck. They won their first 2 games of the year, and Ranger fans are out there chirping. Guess what, folks? They lost their next 5 and counting.
Wow. 5 in a row.
Yeah, I thought Davidson would have changed things around, but maybe it's too soon. But to me, it looks like the same old Rangers.
Oh, well.
They have a worse record than the Devils right now.
Unbelievable.
Yep, Madison Square Garden, city of losers.
Like I said, we got the Jets, the Giants, the Rangers.
Nobody wins a championship in New York anymore.
not even the soccer team. They got 2 soccer teams in New York. They didn't win the championship either.
Nope. It's been 10 years since you won a World Series. The Giants haven't won one since, what, 2007 or 8 or something like that. The Knicks haven't won one in 3 lifetimes. The Mets haven't won one in a couple of lifetimes.
The Rangers are over 25 years again.
25 years and counting. Count of losers.
I just want to thank you for making me feel so good about myself today. question.
Well, you live closer to Boston than New York, don't you?
Hey, listen, you don't have to understand.
Wins championships.
Well, when I was growing up and my dad was introducing me to sports, it was in New York. And so, you know, it stuck with me. So what can I say? It stuck with me. Oh, well. Like I said, at least I got to see the Rangers win a Stanley Cup in my lifetime.
Yeah, if you're less than 24 years old, you haven't.
Nope, that's exactly right.
And you may not.
All right, I'll speak to
you. How old are you? Do you have to be to see the Knicks win a championship?
Oh,
what is it, 46?
That's amazing. Amazing.
You could be pushing 50 and not see the Knicks win a championship.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's really bad. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.